At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Welcome everyone to SI Media with Jimmy Traina. I am your host, Jimmy Traina. Thank you for listening. It's kind of an odd podcast, an odd scenario going on this week. I'm going to give you the truth here, and, you know, not try to bullshit you right at the top and tell you what's going on. So I'm taping this on Friday, June 30th. We've already put out this week's podcast. We had a great conversation with Adam Shine from SiriusXM and CBS Sports Network. That pod came out on Thursday, June 29th. Thursday is our regular podcast day for SI Media with Jimmy Traina. And our plan was to tape another podcast, a short one, on today, Friday, June 30th. And then put it out next week so we can, Shelby, my producer, and I can get like a full week off for the 4th of July week. We never, ever take a full week off, and I never, ever tape ahead of time. Very rarely. I hate taping ahead of time. I hate it. To me, you do a podcast, you should put it out if it's topical. Maybe if you have an interview that's kind of evergreen, you can hold it. But I try to ask questions that are timely. I try to mention things that are going on at the moment. So it doesn't really work for me to tape ahead of time too much, but I was going to break my rule, tape ahead of time, tape on Friday, June 30th, release it on our usual Thursday, which would have been July 6th, and you know, basically give you a little short pod for that week, 4th of July. You guys are busy anyway, I'm sure, enjoying that holiday and that week, and then back to normal the week after. And then Friday morning on June 30th, it was announced and reported that the ESPN layoffs, which have been expected for a long time, would take place on Friday. They've had layoffs a couple of times this year, but these layoffs were going to be affecting on-air talent, people who are on various shows, people who you know, people who have been on this podcast. And I'm sort of torn on it. I've said this before, I hate talking about layoffs. It's happened to me once when I was at Fox Sports. It's so shitty. It does a number on you. I don't like talking about other people losing their job. I don't know. It just weirds me out and creeps me out. I don't even like the fact that, like, we're going to put this podcast up and we're going to title it, or I'll take responsibility. I'm going to title it ESPN Layoffs. I don't like using that as a hook, but ESPN, there's nothing bigger in sports. It's been that way since, you know, 30 years. And these are people you're all interested in. So I'm just going to say a few words on it and talk about some of the people and what's going on and what I think's happening. And then we'll get into our Train of Thought segment with Sal Licata. On this week's Train of Thought segment with Sal, we read all of our Apple reviews for the month of June, which were very funny, very good. There was a lot of them, which I appreciate. So if you're listening now, leave a review on Apple and we will read it in the next couple of weeks during our Train of Thought segment. So I'm going to speak here for a couple of minutes on the ESPN layoffs, and then we'll have Train of Thoughts with Salicata, where we read all the Apple reviews and we commentate and offer our opinion on things and get into some other things. So again, leave a review and we will read it. All right. Now, the ESPN layoffs, obviously, the biggest name to come out of it as we are taping and just a shocking, shocking piece of news is that Jeff Van Gundy, who, according to Richard Deitch of The Athletic, and Richard spoke to Jeff, I think, or texted or emailed, had some communication with Jeff. Jeff Van Gundy still had time left on his contract, and ESPN still parted ways with their lead NBA analyst. Van Gundy had done 17 NBA finals in a row with Mike Breen, also worked with Mark Jackson, obviously, and Van Gundy is out. It's shocking. I don't quite understand it. I guess it's a money thing with these layoffs. I've been through them here at SI a billion times. I went through it at Fox. It's not so much about the individual person's performance a lot of times. It's about numbers, salary, and a big budget and puzzle. And I'm sure Jeff, you know, Jeff was there since 2007, I believe. Called 17 straight NBA finals, former NFL head coach, NBA head coach. He was making good money. So I don't think this was a performance thing. I think ESPN's trying to get into a budget, and there were other big names laid off, which I'll mention. But the bright side, I think, here for Jeff Van Gundy, and if you're a fan of Jeff Van Gundy, I think he's the best NBA analyst in the game, which makes this so shocking. You would have to imagine that TNT is going to make a call, and TNT has Jeff's brother Stan already as an analyst. And if TNT wanted to make their lead broadcast Kevin Harlan, Stan Van Gundy, and Jeff Van Gundy, I think that would be tremendous. I would imagine Turner, TNT, Warner Brothers, Discovery, whatever they're called these days, they have to investigate. You got the guy's brother there. He's the best analyst in the game. You have one of the conference finals. So if that ends up not working out, though, the NBA television rights deal, television streaming, that deal's up after this season. They're going to renegotiate, and everyone who knows this business reports that NBC is going to be in the mix for an NBA package. Amazon's going to be in the mix for an NBA package. It's going to get divided up even more. So I don't think Jeff Van Gundy will be out of a job for long at all if he wants to stay in broadcasting. Who knows if he ever wants to go back into coaching? Maybe he wants to take a year off. But as shocking as the Van Gundy news is, I would be shocked. And I'm using the word shocked way too much. But I would be beyond stunned if Jeff Van Gundy is not on TNT or NBC or Amazon or someone who has an NBA package next season or the season after. So just want to mention that. The other big names there, Jalen Rose, who's been with the NBA, ESPN on their NBA coverage for a long time, was a big name. Max Kellerman was also someone that ESPN parted ways with. Keyshawn Johnson, you know, there were, it came out a couple of weeks ago that ESPN was going to cancel the morning radio show, which was Jason Williams, Keyshawn Johnson, and Max Kellerman. Not a complete shock then that Kellerman and Keyshawn would be let go, especially when ESPN has Pat McAfee coming in to do his afternoon show on ESPN, where Kellerman's other show was airing. And let me just say this quickly, too. Of course, there's a narrative out there on Twitter, which, again, I've always said you shouldn't use that as any sort of guidelines. But, you know, McAfee's coming in for big money. ESPN's cutting all this big money. One has nothing to do with the other. And I think these layoffs would be happening whether McAfee was coming in or not. Now, yes, they need money to pay McAfee, and it's big money. But they're also expecting a major return of investment on McAfee. So, you know, when I see people, maybe not personally attacking McAfee, but dragging McAfee into the layoffs, I think it's distasteful. And I also think it's highly distasteful when I see people on social media, because I've gotten these tweets myself where, you know, person X was laid off And I'll get a tweet saying, well, why didn't they lay off person Y? I just don't ask, to sit there and ask why someone's not getting fired, I just don't like it. No one should lose their job. No one should have to go through that. You know, people who should lose their jobs are people who are not performing, people who are not doing their job. But all of these people, I mean, Susie Colbert, 27 years at ESPN, was part of the layoff. Steve Young, Matt Hasselbeck, Todd McShay. I don't think you can sit here and say anyone here had a performance issue. This is all about money, salary cap, budget. And I know someone out there is rolling their eyes going, well, you just said McAfee doesn't play into this. Again, I think these would have happened regardless of the McAfee situation. And I think ESPN thinks they're going to make some very good money off of McAfee. So I stand by that. I don't think McAfee has anything to do with this. And I think this is all money, budget stuff and not performance. And I think a lot of these people will land it other. I would be stunned if you didn't see some of these people at NFL Network, you know, Amazon, anyway, Fox, CBS, NBC, all these networks, they're the NFL. So for Matt Hasselbeck, Susie Colbert, Steve Young, Todd McShay, Keyshawn, it'd be pretty surprising if you didn't see them on some of those other platforms. The other benefit, you have FanDuel and DraftKings trying to get into the TV streaming business, airing shows. That could work out for someone like Max Kellerman. So it's a horrible, horrible day. It's sad. It's not pleasant. But I think there is a bright side for these people because they're not being let go because they didn't do a good job. It is a money thing. So that's all I wanted to really say about the ESPN layoffs. And hopefully there aren't a ton more names to come out. And, you know, hopefully this is it. And that's it. Wish all these people well, and they should all feel good that, you know, they should be able to bounce back. And, you know, hopefully the shock and the spring, you know, Jeff Van Gundy had told Richard Deitch this was very surprising. So hopefully they can move forward and deal with this, and we'll see them in other places. All right. So that's what I wanted to say about the ESPN layoffs. And, we'll do a little train of thought segment here with Sal and read our Apple reviews. And we have some other banter going on. And then we'll see you next week for, full pod. Give you a little something here to get you through the 4th of July holiday. Before we get to Sal, I'll just tell you now quick. There have been great guests in recent weeks on this podcast. So check them out if you missed any. Like I said, we had Adam Schein this week. Brian Curtis, Scott Van Pelt, Chris Russo, Pat McAfee, Stone Cold Steve Austin. So check those out. Rate, review, subscribe.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's Leesa.com/iHeart.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family, like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Let's get to Train of Thoughts right now with my buddy Salicata, where we read our Apple reviews. Remember, leave that review on Apple and we will read it and comment on it. All right, here we go. Train of Thoughts right here, right now. All right, joining me now, as he does every week, for our weekly Train of Thoughts segment, 4th of July week special edition from SNY TV in New York, WFAN Radio in New York, soon to be on the 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. show, my buddy Salicata. Sal, how are you?
Good. Enjoying this holiday week.
Oh, love the 4th of July with the fucking fireworks. Literally, like, is there a worse invention than fireworks?
No, I can't stand them. Dogs go nuts, keeps the kids up. I can't say they're scary at some point. I don't like it.
Oh, the color, the sky is lit up in colors. Oh, how exciting.
Yeah.
Anyway, since we have just entered July and closed out June, we're going to spend this Train of Thought segment reading our Apple reviews for the month of June. So if you're listening to the pod, go on Apple. I wish we can do this for Spotify and YouTube, but for Apple, you can go there. You can rate the pod and leave a review. You leave a review, I read it on the podcast in the Train of Thought segment. We've been doing it like once a month. So we read the reviews, we riff through them. Sometimes there's a question, sometimes there's a comment, and Sal and I will address it. So these are the SI Media with Jimmy Trina podcast reviews on Apple for the month of June. Let's get to it. First one here, Car One. I enjoyed this. Now, I just noticed this guy left 3 stars. So right off the bat, you got to leave 5 stars. Five, not 4, not 3, 5. 3 stars. The review, the Apple reviews are at 4.5 as an average. I need to get that 4.5 up, and this guy leaves 3 stars. I enjoy this podcast every week because the guests are interesting, and I always enjoy the Jimmy and Sal banter. But I'm a huge Pat McAfee fan, and your conversation with him was terrific. Why the fuck did you leave 3 stars and not 5? What the hell? Oh, my God. All right. Here's SG Murthy. He wrote, the pod. I think he means I really love the pod. This guy left 5 stars. God bless you. I really love the pod, like the pod, whatever. I feel like it's a radio show and there's a connection with the audience. I appreciate your honesty and direct questions. I feel there are less hot takes here than other pods. However, you need to get more. Oh, I read that one on the other one. You need to get more NBA people. And since then, I've had no new NBA people. So what can I tell you? All right. This is Slyzak. Got me. It's a must listen each week, except wrestling. Glad some people like it. You love you and Sal. You get awesome guests. Keep up the good work. Beautiful review. Goodfella 524. Hey, Jimmy, love the pod. Great guests and great interviews. The wrestling stuff is great. Keep it coming. Bringing Sal on is the best because of the real chemistry of you two being friends. P.S. Keep bringing Shelby on. He was electric. Shelby joined us a couple of weeks ago to discuss being on the Ron and Fez show. So I have to bring Shelby back on because he was electric. So it's a good review. 5 stars.
I will say if there's one word that I would never think Shelby would be described as, it would be electric.
Electric? I disagree.
Do you think Shelby is electric?
Quiet and low key can be electric.
Oh, interesting.
Shelby, okay. You could weigh in here if you want to defend yourself. I think quiet and low key can be electric in a way. Electric doesn't have to be loud and over the top and bombastic.
Interesting.
All right. But I'm glad Shelby got some. I don't talk about Shelby enough, so I'm glad I got some props. All right. Stiffy3. I listen to the podcast every time I cut grass, and only when I cut grass. I throw in a Copenhagen dip every time I cut grass, and only when I cut grass. If I develop lip cancer, we can blame Copenhagen and Jimmy equally. That the fact that we said we will not mow our lawns got so much attention. It's crazy.
I mean, look, we're not saying you shouldn't mow your lawns. We're saying we don't want to mow ours.
Ever. Ever.
Yeah, right. You do what you got to do. I'm done with that.
Doc Lou, Iowa. Great show. Fast forward any WWE stuff straight to Sal. Glad WWE is infrequent. Sal needs a cure for his agita. I cut the grass and I'm very busy.
What does that mean?
He's saying if you cut the grass, it might relax you and you won't be as high strung.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. Of all the things, how about Sal could go get a massage or whatever, like cut the grass? That's what's going to solve my issues and calm me down?
Unbelievable. Mark, John, Jimmy, thanks for all your hard work. I really enjoy your show. I'm also a big fan of the Yankees, Mad Dog, and Sal. Not to mention how much I hate mowing the lawn. The only time I tune out is when you talk about wrestling. I got to make a plea here. I don't want to bite the hand that feeds me. I love the reviews. I want as many reviews as possible. Not every review now has to reference mowing the lawn and wrestling, especially the wrestling. We got it. A lot of you don't like it. A lot of you like it. It doesn't happen that often. Deal with it. But people want to comment on the wrestling. All right, here we go. Drew Weddy. I enjoy this podcast quite a bit. Jimmy does a nice job with the guest interviews, and I love the banter and chemistry with Sal. I do skip the wrestling content, though. I would love to give a 5-star review. He gave 4. I would love to give a 5-star review, but as a mail carrier, I felt I had to ding Jimmy a little for not getting the Christmas card to his carrier last Christmas. Although I'd be willing to add the 5th star if we were to hear a happy resolution to that story.
Wow. Okay,
so I think what I had said was, we had talked about the stress of giving out the Christmas envelopes to you know, the sanitation workers who cuts your hair, this person, that.
Right.
And I like to hand the envelope personally. So I would be waiting for the mail carrier, waiting for the mail carrier. I don't know if I told this. So I think I had said I couldn't get it to the mail carrier, something like
that. Yeah.
Okay, so what happened was one day I spotted the mail carrier like 3 houses up the block. So I get the envelope and I start, and I'm not going to use the word running. Let's not get crazy. A light jog to make sure I get him. And I see him out there with the woman who is at the house three houses down. Now I say to him, I'm so sorry for not knowing this. Are you the regular mail carrier? Cause I know. And the woman now proceeds to interject and says, no, she goes, we have a different one every day. They keep changing it. And I said, oh, because I have a gift. I don't know what to do.
Oh.
So I just gave it to the guy. He said, I can't. I got to just end this with the envelope. So
all right.
I feel bad because I don't know if I had a regular one, didn't have a regular one. I figured, I said, get split it, do whatever you can.
Put it in the pool. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. BS nickname 20. I'm from the South, so it took me a while to buy into you guys each week. In fact, before I got married, if I met a woman with a thick New York accent, I would walk away. No need to discriminate. I couldn't handle the angry New York attitude. That was probably a part of her personality. But you guys are hysterical. Love the story of Sal's idiot brother-in-law whose kid smashed the TV prior to the Knicks game.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Still not sure why he didn't replace the TV before having Sal over for the kid's birthday party. Anyway, keep up the good work on an excellent podcast. Was there any follow-up to the broken TV? Do we know?
No, because we have not been back since, so that falls in the category of not
and
my
won't
problem.
Be.
Yeah, right. I think Christmas might be the next time, so we'll make sure he's got everything up and running by then.
All right. The Gozerian, 3 stars. These 3 stars are pissing me off, people. Someone needs to get on here.
Would you rather no review than a 3-star review?
Okay. Yes. It's bringing the average down. God damn it. All right. Leave a review 5 stars, please, if you're listening. All right. This is usually a good podcast, but overly New York centric. Well, yes, I'm from New York. I live in New York. I've always lived in New York. It's going to be New York centric. Also, has showed a lot of disrespect towards college football, especially the last year during the Aaron Judge cut-in fiasco. And when he does mention it, the focus is on the Big Ten as if the SEC doesn't exist. Ridiculous. Get out of your bubble, Jimmy. Other than that, good show. All right, a couple of things. The Big Ten SEC comment is interesting because I am the one who has written numerous times that everyone thought it was such a big deal that ESPN was losing the Big Ten because the Big Ten is now going to be on NBC and CBS. And I'm the one who's written many times that it doesn't matter that the ESPN is losing the Big Ten because they're getting the CBS SEC package, and that's the best package there is, and that the SEC dominates the television landscape. So I find that comment interesting. Also, I don't talk about the Big Ten on this podcast, so I don't know where that information came from. The Aaron Judge cut in, I stand by it, and this guy proves it. It was not that big of a deal. Everyone survived. You missed 2 minutes of a regular season meaningless college football game to watch an Aaron Judge at bat. It's not that big of a deal. So if that gets me 3 stars, then I'll take my 3 stars. FB.
At least great his show. Review lined up with 3 stars. Like the other guy was like, oh my God, you have the best podcast ever. 3 stars. Like this case, it was
yeah,
like,
that
hey.
Confuses. That's true. But this guy, everything he said was wrong.
Right.
All right, this is FB. Great show and guests. I personally love when Jimmy and Deitch visit each other's shows. The get off my lawn segment with Sal is a good way to end the show most weeks, and it is easy to skip the wrestling. I guess that means we complain a lot. Which is
yeah,
fine.
What? Do we? I mean, maybe.
Oh, we complain. I mean, yes. I complain guess. More than you, but we both complain a lot.
Well, I complain about like my family and stuff like that. I don't know what else.
Yeah, I complain because like when you go to a diner, they don't like toast the toast enough. You're complaining right. about the fact that you're married. It's a
right. right. That my life has completely changed getting married and having a kid. Yes.
Marty Jeter stumbled upon this podcast because I wanted to listen to Jim Nantz. Now I don't miss it. Love the banter with Sal. Only negative. Not nearly enough Brian Cashman criticism. Always a great listen. 5 stars for Jimmy. Here's the point. One review, too New York centric. This review, bash Brian Cashman more. Again,
that you can't do. I mean, leave that for me on sports radio. Like, we're not going to sit here and rip or go into detail.
Well, I do it on Twitter.
Yeah, okay, fine. Yeah, we're not going to sit here in detail. And I wouldn't think you're going to do it, especially in this segment. Like, we're New York. It's New York centric because we're from New York, but it's not New York sports. We barely talk New York sports.
And I would say go back, I don't know, maybe 6 weeks ago in that area, I had Rich Eisen on, and I said to Rich Eisen, why can't Brian Cashman be fired? And we got into it there. And as a matter of fact, I got into it last week with Adam Schein, and I said again on the podcast that Cashman should be fired at some point if it's another. Do I think you have to fire Brian Cashman today? No. If, as the script has gone for the last however many years, where the Yankees get in the playoffs and then lose in the first or second round, yeah, then it's change the voice. Change the voice, change the direction, change the person making the decisions. So if you want to hear me say that on the pod, I did it with Rich Eisen and I did it with Adam Schein. Last one, DR5513, 5 stars. He says, excellent podcast, one of my favorites. See, that's all I need.
That's
I'd
perfect.
Like a little more detail, but you know, I'm not going to complain about that one. So those are the Apple reviews for the month of June. Leave a review on Apple. We'll read it at the end of July and leave 5 stars. Don't fuss around with the 3 stars. 5 stars, please. The average for this podcast for like literally since I've had it for like 5 years has been 4.5. I can't get it over 4.5 out of 5.
Well, not with those threes, you're not.
No, definitely not. All right, Sal. Thanks.
All right.
And we'll see you next week.
All right. Talk to you later.
Take it easy. All right. My thanks to my buddy Sal Licata. Like I said, if you leave a review, we will read it like we just did. And appreciate you guys listening. We'll have a big, full, regular show next time around. Enjoy the holiday. Enjoy the week. Hopefully you guys get some extra time off, not just July 4th. And that's it. Appreciate it. Stay safe. Take care. We'll see you next week.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.